I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to hug you, don't you? Yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window, so I'm shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give you information, asking for what blood makes noise. Is it ringing in my ear? Blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Common sense says don't touch that dial. We've got some good programming ahead. And welcome to hour number three. And you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show. And if you're joining us for the first time, we come to you live at this time every Sunday evening from 9 p.m. in the Central Time Zone, 10 p.m. Eastern for you night owls. And we go for three full hours. And we welcome you, and we're glad you're here. And we hope you found the first 2 hours with Roxanne and the second hour with Bob Griswold. We hope that you found that very productive and informative. And we are not trying to, quote, fear-monger. But, folks, we live in very precarious times, and we are trying to promote independence because we may not be able to stop what's coming our way. So if you can't stop what's coming your way, you better be able to adapt to what's coming your way, or you may not survive. Along those lines, we're going to officially be into the health report with Katie Whalen, and she's going to be talking about lots of stuff that you need to know. Katie, good to have you.
Good evening, Dave. How are you?
Katie hails from the Agenda 21 capital state of the country. That's Colorado. Mm-hmm. And they won't let you trap rainwater, and they won't let you reuse irrigation water, all courtesy of the Gang of Four that have ruined and wrecked that state. Anyway, what's on the radar for us tonight with regard to the health report?
Well, some wonderful things. I was going to cover news that I've captured in the last 2 weeks, health news, and sort of make it a little different kind of show. But I want to comment a little bit about Roxanne's segment and Bob. And so when Bob was talking about the health food eating disorder that he saw on Drudge, I actually caught that myself. And I thought, what in the world is this? What are they coming up with now? And I said, I'm so excited because I consider myself pretty healthy. But now I have an official DSM diagnosis, so I'm so excited about that. It's actually called orthorexia nervosa.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No, say it ain't so.
Yes.
You're actually calling healthy easy. Say that again.
Orthorexia nervosa. It is
almost
a
sounds like
health...
a dinosaur.
I know. It's a health food eating disorder, and actually it's not new. It was an American doctor named Stephen Bratman. He coined the term orthorexia nervosa back in 1997. He spent time on a commune in upstate New York, and he developed an unhealthy obsession with eating proper food. So what I'm thinking is, with all the GMOs and all the billions of dollars invested in Monsanto and the garbage that they're pumping into us, somebody dug this up to scare people away from going back to the very basics of just proper eating. That's the insanity that you were just talking about as you were opening the show. This isn't a fear-mongering show. This is a show that's getting people back on course to what is normal, because everything around us is so abnormal. But I thought I would open with that. And then off of Roxanne's segment, she was talking about the bug out bag and having some natural medicines. And I loved when she was talking about people with diabetes and depression, things like that. If they can spend the time now to go to a naturopath, to go to a a holistic doctor and start weaning themselves off of these pharmaceutical drugs so they're not hit with shock when they can't get them. And in many cases, that is possible through diet, through all kinds of, and we've covered over the months, different methods of natural medicine and field control therapy, and all those different things are out there. But don't wait, because it actually takes time to do this. It takes months, if not possibly up to a year, depending on the disorder, to get your body back and get those glands and organs and systems functioning back to produce the chemicals they need to behave properly. So, but I was thinking of the bug out bag, something as simple as clove, oregano, melaleuca, and rosemary, which are essential oils. Those are very powerful antibacterials for infection, fungus, and parasites. Bob mentioned clove. It's a great analgesic. I use clove all the time if I have a tooth infection. It's very powerful. Cinnamon for blood sugar issues. Lemon and cinnamon are both disinfectants, antiseptics. Wintergreen for sore muscles. Coriander, frankincense, sandalwood, cedarwood are great for stress and depression, which in times, the times we live in and the times that are coming, it sure wouldn't hurt to have a bottle of sandalwood or cedarwood. So there are definitely little things you can do like this to put in your bug out bag. But I'm going to go right into what I was going to talk about tonight, and I was just going to cover some news. So one article that I found that kind of has to do with you. I thought about you when I read this, Dave, because you're going to be extremely shocked and disappointed when I get to the point. It's from Natural News, and it says, sickening. Major food corporations use tissue from aborted babies to manufacture flavor additives in processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so repulsive.
Oh, gosh, yes. It's just like reach for the vomit bag. Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh. It is disgusting. I've got this on my, and all these links I'm going to read from and more, because I probably won't get to them all, are on my blog, which is theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. You can find these links and read it, because I want people to read the list and the company, the list of foods and the companies that are putting this stuff out. So it says every time you purchase mass-produced processed food from the likes of Kraft, PepsiCo, Nestle, you're choosing whether you realize it or not, to feed your family genetically engineered poisons and chemical additives, but also flavoring agents manufactured using the tissue of aborted human babies. This is so mind-boggling. But they can read the article, but I'm just going to go over a few items. Pepsi beverages, all Pepsi soft drinks, Sierra Mist, Mountain Dew, Mug root beer, Ocean Spray beverages, Lipton tea, Propel beverages, Sobe beverages, and get this, Gatorade beverages. Sorry, Dave.
Well, so you know, Roxanne kind of burst my bubble. You've just shot down my entire flight.
I know. And I know. It's so deceptive. I'm sorry, Dave, but it's information is power. But Nestle products, all coffee creamers, Magi brand instant soups, bouillons, ketchup, sauces, seasonings, Kraft Cadbury Atom products, chewing gum, bubble gum, Chiclets, Clorets, Dentine, Freshen Ups, Trident. This is just a small portion of the list. And then your vaccines, which have aborted human tissue in them, the MMR2, ProQuad, Verivax, Vacta, Havrix. These are all hepatitis, MMR, chickenpox. So most of your vaccines. So that's definitely something to investigate. And we need to really educate ourselves and just say no. That's my thing, is just say no. So on to the next news item. This is good news, but bad news. Brain damage victims of swine flu vaccine win a $63 million lawsuit. Good news.
Goodness.
So, yeah, patients who suffered brain damage as a result of taking this swine flu vaccine, this is over in the UK, they're going to receive $1 million each as a payout. And I guess it's causing, oh, gosh, across Europe, 800 children were made ill. It was causing Tourette syndrome and all kinds of horrible brain disorders that people are going to be on medication the rest of their lives. And get this. This is the bad news. The Pandemrix vaccine, which is manufactured by GlaxoSmithKline, refused to supply the government unless it was indemnified against any claims for damage caused. So my question is, what did they know and when did they know it when they put the vaccine out? Now, here's the kicker. The company will pay the bill as part of the settlement, and the claim and the money will come from the government.
In other words, we're paying again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one big game. But another interesting, which we've covered, gosh, 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, is the whole medical marijuana revolution. Well, this came out today, and it's from CNN, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. It's time for medical marijuana revolution. So the Surgeon General is now coming out. I did hear Obama's putting his foot down, which I'm shocked. I'm surprised about that. But he's saying no. But the Surgeon General saying yes. But this Dr. Gupta is just on the bandwagon for this. He said this is a long, fantastic piece, so I would recommend people read this. But he says, I see signs of a revolution everywhere. I see it in op-ed pages and state ballots in nearly half the country. I see politicians who are once preferred to play it safe with this explosive issue are now willing to stake their political futures on it. He said the new Surgeon General has given it a thumbs up. And I see a revolution in the attitude of everyday Americans for the first time. 53% favor its legalization, with 77% supporting it for medical purposes, which is terrific. Also, that is on my site. And I have another article about cannabis, which goes into, it's a woman here in Colorado. It's a doctor, as a matter of fact, Dr. Getty. She has the Getty Whole Health Clinic here in Colorado. She's actually a trained PhD in biophysical chemistry and studied the whole traditional, went the whole traditional route at Stanford. And she began to look into this medical marijuana, and now she's on the bandwagon. And it's all about, taking the stigma out of marijuana. Because as we went over in the last few shows, there's the THC factor and there's the CBD factor. And, you can get the medical marijuana without the psychoactive ingredients in it. So it's having amazing effects on kids with epilepsy. And so they can watch from Dr. Mercola's site. I've got a video of this Dr. Getty, and they can read all about that. But here's something interesting. The U.S. government, through the Department of Health and Human Services, holds a patent on cannabis, specifically on CBD, as a neuroprotectant and antioxidant. So the U.S. government knows the medicinal purposes of it. They hold the patent on it, and yet it is still classified as a schedule. Is it schedule? I can't remember. I don't have my notes there. A scheduled drug, Schedule 2, it's well, considered a drug.
Yeah, it's like heroin. It's classified,
yes.
Same class as heroin.
Exactly. And they know that that is a fraud. So I'm wondering why they would hold the patent on that. Can't figure that one out. Maybe because they know once it blows wide open, they'll have all control over it. But she says it's certain.
Oh, I was just going to say they don't want us to have a natural drug. They want us to buy it from Big Pharma. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so they're going to synthesize it if it ever does become legal. They won't. But, they're going to have a tough time because the people are standing up. There's so much money in the medical marijuana movement, and it's really creating a firestorm. I think the pushback's going to be such that they're going to have a pretty tough time. But this Dr. Getty says it's certainly a paradox, though the DEA, U.S. federal government, holds the stance that marijuana has no medical value and is highly dangerous, whereas we have, in fact, scientific evidence that it's useful as a medicine. And that far from being dangerous, it's actually quite non-toxic and supportive. So I don't know what's going to happen with all this, but there seems to be an incredible push on all of this. And speaking of that, I was reading an article that hemp actually repairs DNA. So Roxanne was talking about hemp seeds. So I did a little digging into hemp. Well, because it's considered a drug, there's two for the audience. There's two plants. They're twin plants. They look exactly alike. One is marijuana. One is hemp. They're in the same family, but they're different strains. Hemp has a 1% THC factor. Marijuana has a 15% THC factor. Well, hemp, from the turn of the century, was an incredible product in the market. You could make plastics out of it. You could make clothing out of it. And you could use the oil for, I guess, Henry Ford actually made his first car out of, or he fueled it with hemp oil. So hemp was a gigantic industry, yes?
Oh, I was just going to say that during our early years of American history, we made our money out of hemp.
Hemp, yes. George Washington had a hemp farm.
Yeah.
So it was a huge industry, and then big oil came along and decided that they needed to, you know, turn the foundation of the plastics and oil and everything from hemp over to the oil industry. So now we have plastics and fuel, and everything's made out of big oil. I call it big oil. So hemp, in order to crush hemp, they threw it in as a drug. So we can't even, because it's considered a drug in this country, we can't even grow it here. We have to import all of our hemp seeds, our clothing, everything from other countries. And Roxanne is so right about hemp. Hemp repairs DNA. I think I'll drop that. I can't remember if I dropped that article on there on my site or not, but I will, because it's they're now showing that it repairs DNA, and it is an incredible omega-3, which is essential to fatty acid. It's critical to the body for repairing cell structure, and so hemp's great. I also have a video I'll throw on there, TED Talks, about the history of hemp. So it kind of goes over what I was just discussing about the history of hemp and how we've been deceived about marijuana. And boy, what a lobby that's been. It's been very successful for 100 years.
It's funny you'd say we've been deceived. You know, I was watching the History Channel briefly the other night, and I was reminded of how John Rockefeller tried to steer the country away from electricity so they'd have to keep using his kerosene products. And now we're hearing the same thing with hemp, because the Rockefellers want everything to be a petroleum-based economy. They want nothing to do with hemp.
The Rockefellers actually had a hand in the crushing of the hemp industry.
Well, I'm sure.
I know you're shocked. But yeah, I mean, if anybody's interested in going back and learning the history, the real history of this country, it's out there for them to find. But pretty much everything we've been taught really isn't quite the way it is.
Well, but, Katie, I would like to say, too, back during the 70s here on the farm, we got a letter from the Agricultural Department asking us if we would be willing to give up growing our tobacco allotment to grow hemp.
When was this?
This was back during the 70s. But you can't find it on the net. Maybe it's out there now. I'd looked for it years ago.
Wow. Well, then I'll have to look into why they were doing that and who came along and said, okay, no, bad idea. We've been there, done that. We're going to stick with the petroleum industry.
Right.
So what happened with that, though?
Well, my mother did not sign it. She didn't send it back because this was during the hippie era, the Vietnam era, where the guys that were coming back, you know, were getting rotten eggs, and they were being called baby killers and everything else. So nobody wanted to have anything to do with the hippies. Because they were all hot. You know, they were using the other stuff.
Right. And really, hemp is not marijuana. Hemp is hemp. I mean,
right.
You'd have to smoke. I was listening to this TED Talks. He said, you'd have to smoke a joint the size of a telephone pole to get high off of hemp. So
that reminds me of a bad Cheech and Chong movie.
Really?
I know. It's probably where he got it from. But,
oh, my gosh. Well, I guess we got some work to do in getting over the hemp, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not,
bad,
I know I'm just being
joke,
funny.
Bad,
so,
bad
yeah, but, you know, listen, we're not talking about what Colorado done is reinstitute a bunch of social problems they didn't have by blanket legalization. What we're talking about here is the use of a product for medicinal reasons and for practical whatever reasons, general reasons.
Right.
And
so,
it's natural.
It is.
I,
and you know
I
what?
Agree.
If people want to sit in their home and have a couple glasses of wine, that's fine. If people want to sit in their home and you know, have a couple of hits of marijuana, me personally, I don't have a problem with that.
That's
it's
okay.
Not,
Katie, we're not going to hold you to the denial, but we're going to run out of time here. Give out your website address.
Okay, website address. My website is familyessentialshop.com. And my blog is theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com, and that's where all the links are and more from this segment.
Okay, you can give those out one more time.
Okay, this is a long one, theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com, and the website is familyessentialshop.com. So that's,
you know,
that's
just to put a summation on this, this is just one more set of proofs that we have about how the elite think they have the right to dominate and control what we do, think, see, feel, consume. And I'm tired of it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Katie, thanks for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you.
When we come back, it'll be time for Annie and the news. And watch out, the Russians are carrying guns. See you on the other side.
The stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, Your Key to the Real Fountain of Youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? It's ringing in my ear. What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell. And he's not gonna take it anymore. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, and just a couple of programming notes. Next week, we're going to find out how ISIS is being funded by the government, and this comes from an insider, and I'm going to keep this on the QT. You'll find out when it's time, because we will have on a guest who has firsthand inside knowledge. And I've been saying forever, it's a CIA operation, and they're doing it for their own nefarious purposes, and we're going to explore that next week. Our special thanks to Roxanne and Bob Griswold, who joined us separately each of the first 2 hours, our segment each. And I wanted to give out Bob's phone number again. And when he says you can call him and talk to him and get advice and not feel obligated to buy something, that's true. 1-800-627-3809. And his website is readymaderesources.com. And I'll give out the entire genre tomorrow when I post the archive. I'll have how to contact Roxanne, where to find out about her product line and all this, because folks, there's a reason why I have the Griswolds as one of my advertisers. It's not a coincidence. It's not me wanting to make money. It's not them peddling. We believe in the same things. We think we're in a lot of trouble, and we want to see people do the very best they can do through the coming trying times. I turn down about 80% of the advertising offers I get. Now, I'm not bragging, but we have a fairly well-traveled website, and I get a lot of offers every single week, and most of the people that approach me, I turn them down because I don't think it fits our mission. And our mission right now is education, awareness, and resources for survival. So I would encourage you again, 1-800-627-3809, or go to readymaderesources.com and talk to Bob, talk to Roxanne, because they're the two of the brightest people I know, and their expertise is helping you survive. And along those lines, you just heard her, but I wanted to talk to you about Katie's Family Essential Shop.com. And listen, stop being a guinea pig for Big Pharma. There's no way to stop the attack on us with the GMOs, the airborne pathogens, this toxic environment that we're living in, a medical industry that's only profit-driven, not patient-driven. So take your health back now by using the most powerful natural methods before you end up trapped in the medical matrix. And you're like my mom was before she passed away, where she was taking 15 different medications. Katie sells essential oils. And you'll want to track this. You'll want to find out what product line she has available, what's best for you. She's got some great deals. You can get the Every Oil Kit. You can get the wholesale pricing. Get $200 in free oils with your next purchase. She'll send you your own free copy of the hard copy edition of Modern Essentials, Guide to Therapeutic Use of Essential Oils. This is over $600 in savings when you start adding all this stuff up. And do not wait until a medical nightmare is at your door. Stock up and study up on God's Medicine, Essential Oils, and the whole line of holistic health products. You must call Katie to get this offer, and that number is 720-630-3111. That's 720-630-3111, or you can visit her at FamilyEssentialShops.com and make sure you mention to Katie that you heard this here on The Common Sense Show. Well, we are officially in our news segment. Annie's got a full boat of news. So, Annie, welcome, and let's get right down to it.
Okay, well, you were right, Dave. The Russians can now carry handguns for self-defense. The UN isn't going to like this very much, you know, because they're trying to take our guns away from us here in the U.S. You know, so I don't think the Russians are going to go for the UN deal on that one. But in the past, Russians, they could carry a firearm only, you know, for hunting or target practice. But now the license to carry comes with a strict background check, gun safety courses, and the license. You got to get it renewed every 5 years. And, of course, carrying a gun into schools and places like that, you know, that serve alcohol at night, they say. Street demonstrations or protests or while you're drunk, you know, you still can't, even if you have a license, you can't carry your gun. But in Russia, self-defense weapons can also be carried too, like smooth bore long-barreled guns, pistols, revolvers, tasers, and tear gas devices. You know, I think that's a good deal. I think I want a couple of those. And, but you can't carry knives, you know, with a edged weapon is what they call it. But meanwhile, here in the States, New York City, Chicago, and California have the most restrictive gun laws that we have, yet they have the highest crime rates, and the UN wants to take away our guns. But Texas is going to whip up on this because they just legalized open carry handguns. Of course, they're behind the times on this. Texas, New York, California, Illinois, Florida, South Carolina, and the D.C. districts. You know, those were the only places that are banned, you know, that you can't open carry in public. Mm-hmm. But on April 17th, the Texas House voted, and they approved a bill that allows you to carry a concealed carry permit and to openly, you know, carry your gun in your holster. And this is going to make Dallas and Houston the largest metropolitan areas in the U.S. to allow open carry. And, you know, establishments that don't want holstered guns in their premises, okay, all they do is put a sign in the window. That's what it used to be like back in Arizona. And, you know, and I remember, too, when I first moved to Arizona back in, I think it was 73, it was very common to see a six-shooter strapped, you know, on a man or a woman. A lot of women wore their holsters.
In every truck.
Of metal.
Every truck.
Yes.
Yeah, driving down the highway with their Easy Rider rifle rack in the back and their rifle attached. Yep. That's true. That's the Arizona
it.
I came to 30 years ago.
Yeah. And I noticed here in the South, too, since I've been living back here, the pickup trucks don't have the gun racks, you know, in your back window anymore. I haven't seen that since I've been here. So I don't know if they outlawed it or not. I just thought about that. I guess go look it up. Well, but then Australia, you know, they took away their guns. It doesn't have anything to do with this next story, but I just could never get over the fact that Australia let that happen. That just blew my mind. I just knew they wouldn't go for it, and they did. But anyway, now in Australia, you can basically just beat asylum seekers to death. I mean, there's a refugee center, and it's called Nauru, N-A-U-R-U. And it's off the coast of Australia. And it's got a very bad reputation, like being a concentration camp for FEMA lack camp. Of food, water. Hmm?
Yeah. FEMA camp down under.
There you go. Very good. You know, there's no health care, very little education for the children, a lot of rapes, torture, human rights violations. You know, it's been going on pretty
Chicago
bad.
Chicago and Detroit.
There you go.
Australia, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, this has been going on down there since 2013, but nothing has changed. Nothing has happened. It's just gotten worse. And some of these refugee inmates, they actually sew their mouths shut as a way of protest. Ooh, that's quite a protest. But now the Australian Supreme Court has given the guards the right to resort to violence and beat somebody to death if in good faith, if they find that it's necessary. So in opposition, this former appeal judge, he says that time and time again, police in the United States have been acquitted in circumstances such as these. So, but then the senior court comes back and says there's a very high threshold that you must prove to demonstrate bad faith. It's very hard to show an intent of bad faith of an officer acting in the course of their employment. To me, this is just another case of my boss told me to, so I'm not guilty.
I'm just following orders. Achtung.
Police.
That's what it says. That's what this is, Annie. This is Nazi Germany. We can kill you if we want to.
Exactly.
Yeah, Australia and the U.S. England.
Yeah.
Once the bastions of freedom, now the pinnacle of tyranny.
Yeah. It's... Oh, gosh. Well, have you heard about what happened in Maine? I mean, I love this story. Because now in Maine, if you're called an able-bodied welfare recipient, you're forced to work in order to get your benefits. Work? Yeah, work. The number of enrollees dropped from 12,000 to just 2,500 days. And why? Because in order to get their food stamps, they either have to work 20 hours a week, enroll in a vocational course, or do volunteer work for 24 hours a week. You know, the disabled and those with small children at home, you know, they are exempted. But this is a kicker, too. I mean, once a person's removed from the food stamp program, they can't receive benefits for 3 years. You got to wait 3 years before you can apply again. And the Republicans are delighted. They pushed it through, and they got this changed. And it actually turned into a 79% drop in taxpayer handouts because they actually have to work instead of lay on the couch all day. I mean, this sounds like a great plan to me. I think it should be a federal mandate across the U.S.
It's just a shame that you can't mention the website where you got this information. We'll just leave it at that. But its initials are SHTF plan. Use your imagination.
Yeah,
our good friends over there. Yeah, you know, Annie, this is so critical. I've been saying this forever. You know, if you're going to get welfare and I have to pay for it, get your butt out on the street with a broom and get to work. If you're able-bodied, I couldn't agree with you more.
Welfare was made for. Welfare food stamps were made for those who were truly in need and for children.
You can even argue that isn't even necessary because who did the welfare before there was welfare? Before there was Lyndon Johnson and his communist policies, who did this? Well, it was groups like the Salvation Army, local churches, local charities. There were government programs, and you know what? People got taken care of, and there wasn't the fraud, the abuse, and the drain on the economy. You remember, Annie, when I wrote that article about 2 years ago, and I said it doesn't even pay to go to work anymore if you live in certain states because you have these welfare recipients that also work under the table and don't report it. They're making as much as $60,000 in benefit. They get free medical. And so you get your average middle-class person that's getting taxed up the yin-yang, is paying an arm and a leg for health care insurance. They may as well just go on welfare. In fact, the discrepancy between a lot of middle-class workers and those on welfare that do a part-time, under-the-table job, it's about $20,000 difference in value. And it's just an upside-down system that this community activist communist president has brought us. Hope and change. The fundamental transformation of America. Oh, you better go on with the last story, Annie, before I get sick.
Well, I've got a couple of little ones. They're short ones, and they're kind of a couple of weird stories. I mean, have you heard about the natural burial movement?
I'm afraid to ask. Since I got a foot in the grave here, I'm kind of afraid to ask, but go ahead and tell us.
Well, instead of paying thousands of dollars to be embalmed and buried forever in a metal casket covered with concrete and a hole in the ground that you also have to pay for, you can now be laid out in nature, in a shroud, and covered in wood chips till there's nothing left but compost that can be used to make green things grow.
Yeah, and they can just put you inside these coffin liners we call FEMA coffins. There you go. I mean, like the ones we saw. Remember the pictures that Sherry Wilcox took 50 miles outside Atlanta? Thousands and thousands and thousands of FEMA coffins, and I love people write in and say, those are coffin liners, Mr. Hodges. Hey, does it matter? Dead is dead. And I put about four people in there so they can throw some wood chips on you, save the burial rate, and just throw you out all natural.
Yeah, well, it reminds me of Soylent Green.
Oh.
Why don't they run that movie?
Oh, yes. You know, it's interesting. Talk about art imitating life. We've had that as a theme on this show a lot. The last episode of The Last Ship in its inaugural season, that's what they discovered. They were using humans to power the city, and a suspicion that they were also being served as wafers. That shows, I think it's coming back for a second year, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it, this June, The Last Ship?
I think so, yeah. The Last Ship, it's very good. It's got a lot of stuff in it. I mean, it's not a high yield production movie or show, but yeah, it's got some really interesting points in it.
Yeah, a lot of New World Order themes, that's for sure, like so many shows do. Okay, well, last news item of the evening.
One more story. Now, we've talked about this guy before, Paul Offit, and he's a really big vaccine pusher, always has been. He's out of Philadelphia's Children's Hospital. Well, he came out and he says he believes that newborns can sustain 10,000 vaccines at once.
Oh, my God.
And actually says aluminum is essential for the development of the healthy baby. Yeah, it's one of our necessary minerals that we have in our body, but we don't need injections of it, cc's of it. It's makes for a healthy baby, right? And not even going to go into all the autism and everything else that goes with it, but he's also called the Grim Reaper of a vaccine cult. I like that name. And guess what? He gets his funding from Big Pharma, Merck, and Company. You know, so we know who he's a mouthpiece for. But then also, the Journal of Pediatrics came out with another really asinine, stupid comment, too. And they're saying that mercury is actually good for children. What are they not lying?
I agree. Who's this metal giant again, Annie? What's his name? Paul what?
Paul Offit.
Mr. Paul Get Offit ought to be the first one to volunteer for 10,000 vaccines at once. And let's load them up with aluminum. Let's call it happy hour. And let's have Paul, Mr. Get Offit, take us 10,000 vaccines. And you know what, Paul? When you're done with that, let's line up your children. Let's see if you're willing to do that. You go first. Unbelievable.
I'd like to give him those injections in his eyeballs.
Ooh, you're a nasty. Ooh, Annie. Can we say that on the air? Are you actually advocating for violence here? No, I just want to give it to him in his biggest body part, which is his rump. So, Mr. Paul, get off it. Let's make sure, Mr. Paul, get off it, that you take the 10,000 vaccines. Unbelievable. Well, Annie, as you know, I have devoted most of the previous 3 weeks to Jade Helm, at least on the website, and really to the exclusion of other things. I've been active in this movement since I was offered a radio show by the late Pete Peterson in Wickenburg, Arizona, back in 2007. And so I've been doing this over 8 years now. And I've covered a lot of disturbing issues, a lot of things that just break your heart, a lot of things that just scare the crap out of you. But I have covered nothing like Jade Helm. When I start to tell people about Jade Helm, I was doing an interview the other day with my friend Rory from the SGT Report. And the interview was about Jade Helm. 2 weeks ago, I was completely composed, and here it is, 1, 2, and 3, and Dave Hodges is on top of it. I'm at the tip of the spear. And what I have found out is this exercise is so massive. It's so huge in its depth and its breadth. We don't know for sure what all this entails. Let me just give you an example. You people who live up in Upper Michigan, you no doubt have heard of the FEMA camp at Camp Grayling. And if you haven't heard it, get acquainted with it. And those of you who are denying it, get rid of your cognitive dissonance. I've been sent the pictures. I've talked to so many people up there who are eyewitnesses, people associated with the National Guard that train there. It's a FEMA camp. And what are they doing with the Army reservists and the National Guard that train there? In May, they're going to Guantanamo to train. Now, wait a minute. President Obama has released 116 terrorists from Guantanamo. And he said it's his intention to close Guantanamo. And in closing Guantanamo, what he's going to do is move them either stateside or release them. And a defense DNI report came out, Defense National Intelligence Agency report came out, and it was scathing against the president's policies because they said, you know, when they release the terrorists, guess what they go back to? Terrorism. But we're not closing Guantanamo because we're also sending the National Guard from New York to Guantanamo. A good segment of them are going to Guantanamo for training, security and detention training. Why? If Obama's getting rid of terrorists in Guantanamo, then why are we ramping up the training of soldiers at Guantanamo under Jade Helm? That's because it's an extraction drill. On March 27th, I appeared on 7:40 a.m. in Houston, Texas. Mainstream business radio show, drive home show. And I was kind of tiptoeing around just a little bit here because I wanted to make the audience go along and not totally think, okay, this guy's out to lunch. And the host asked me, he says, Dave, what do you think the real purpose of Jade Helm is? And I said, number one, extraction of political dissidents. And I said, they're practicing infiltration techniques, on and on and on. I went through all the things. And I said, I know that sounds probably very bizarre to you and most of your listeners. He goes, oh, no, it actually doesn't. We had on a sheriff's deputy who's part of Jade Helm from the local contingent side of things a couple of hours before you, and he said that's exactly what they're doing. So we have an extraction drill. We have a martial law drill. But I have a theory now, knowing what I know about Guantanamo. I think that they're preparing a place. They're clearing space by moving these terrorists out, and they're preparing a place. Annie, we might be cellmates. We could be broadcasting by smuggled wires, courtesy of Bob Griswold's technology, from Guantanamo Bay. Hi, live from Guantanamo Bay, this is the Common Sense Show with Dave and Annie. Because that's what it could be, because if you look at this stuff, it doesn't make any sense. and they told us it's only in 7 states, and then it was 9. And then we saw the extraction drills in Fort Lauderdale on video. No denying we saw civilian actors were jammed into white vans, taken to helicopters for mock final destination. And then I've got emails from around the country. I can't keep up with my emails, and those of you who are writing me and haven't got a response, I really apologize. But I'm getting over 300 emails a day. I cannot keep up. I'm sorry. What's it about? Jade Helm. And what have I counted? Jade Helm is in at least 34 states, and they've started 3 months early. It's not supposed to start until July 15th. It started on March 27th in Fort Lauderdale, and it's continuing all across the country. And we're seeing massive military movements of hardware, equipment, personnel. I don't know what this is. This scares the living hell out of me, because this is not normal for a government to practice martial law against its own citizens with its own tax money on this scale. And it only is going to take one false flag for this to go live. And that's what literally has me losing sleep at night. And Annie, you know me well. You've been with me on virtually every step of this journey and our foray into the independent media. And Annie, I don't think you've ever heard me talk this way. In fact, I know you haven't heard me talk this way.
This is just
beyond comprehension what we're dealing with. This is why we did the preparation show tonight. This is why I'm bringing on someone to talk about ISIS as being funded by the CIA. So anyone who's kind of half in the media world and half in our world, they shut out the other world because they're going to find out they're being lied to. And we're being set up. There'll be more on Jade Helm, I'm sure, unless it goes live tonight or tomorrow, which it could. It's scary. Surface-to-air missiles are being found in Texas. I'm being sent pictures by friends of friends. Thank you, Paul Martin, for facilitating that. Annie, we're at the end of the show, and I wanted to thank Bob and Roxanne again, of course, Katie, and you know yourself, Annie, for being a loyal friend and colleague for all these years. And we shall be back next week, and we're going to have a blockbuster show. God willing, the internet's not taken down, the Common Sense Show doesn't go away, and if yours truly is not extracted. In the meantime, go out and have a great week. God bless.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.